Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, "The Seriousness of Safety." And here's what he has to say about that. The seriousness of our safety talks here were brought home within 48 hours of the publishing of my column last week. A worker in a facility related to our industry lost his life, apparently due to, as I described last week, a gravity-related failure. I know nothing of the circumstances and wouldn't offer a comment on them even if I knew everything. But from what I have read, three girls no longer have a daddy. Some of the casualness we experience in dangerous situations, I think, comes from this area. The equipment is so large, the ways of handling it so easy, with joysticks, push buttons, and so forth, that we forget just how dangerous it is. When people had to strain and groan with chain falls and come-alongs, they had real, tangible, and tactile evidence of the size of the loads they were handling. With today's lifting equipment, we tend to lose sight of the dangerous items around us all the time. A socket wrench dropped from the top of a press section may not kill you if it hits you in the head, but it will certainly affect your quality of life for at least the next few hours. We work around large equipment all the time. Just last week, someone on our staff was on a mill site that had just broken ground. The earth movers were running about 20 miles an hour as we walked across the site. It was clearly our job to look out for them. The drivers likely did not even see us. Yet, from a distance, such an operation looks harmless and benign. An old-timer told me once, "You can't outlast the steel of these paper machines, young man." This was as I entered my 72nd continuous hour on the job during a spring outage. An old-timer told me once, "You can't outlast the steel of these paper machines, young man." This was as I entered my 72nd continuous hour on the job during a spring outage. Yes, at one time we thought such marathons were macho. Our bosses should have been fired for allowing us to pull such stunts. This little vignette illustrates how the younger people in the industry may sometimes think. Accidents happen to someone else. As senior members of the industry, if you are a senior member of the industry, it is your job to discern and dispel such attitudes wherever you may find them. Here at Paparitalo Publications, it is our goal that all little boys and girls have the privilege of seeing their parents attending their graduation ceremonies from high school, college, the military academies, or wherever life may lead them. I always liked the old neon sign on the front of the paper mill in Tama, Iowa. Safety first. Think of your families. I hope it is still there. It saddens me that three girls are going to grow up without their daddy around. Let's make this our last industry fatality. Okay? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.